The reality is we swim at Ned's Point, just outside Buncrana. And there, well, as you said, rightly say, it's a shared space. There's kayakers, other fishing boats, day boats, paddlers, swimmers, and then you have the jet skis. And there are a number, not all, but a number of jet skis who are just irresponsible. And they're posing a serious risk to other water users, particularly swimmers, paddlers, and even people on the water's edge. Greg, and I would say it's the irresponsible ones. Those are actually malicious, but I think it's just a total lack of awareness, training, and discipline.
I mean, you don't even want to consider, you know, like a lot of wetsuits are dark. And someone swimming in the water, they're flat. It's not like road users. You don't have necessarily a, you know, fluorescent vest, and it would be of no, serve very little purpose. But, you know, the rules are there, and you expect to be able to do that safely with a boat going at 5 knots or not in that area at all. But the reality is, if you're doing 30 kilometres per hour in a jet ski, you're not going to see Pat Gaynor necessarily swimming either. So, you know, it's only a matter of time, God forbid, before there is a very serious incident.
It's inevitable, and we've watched this for years, but it's gone to a point now where, look, we better do something or say something, because there's no point in crying over spilt milk, because after someone is killed or injured, we should have said that, we should have done. And a lot of wetsuits, people who swim with us who wear wetsuits, there's two groups, really, those who wear wetsuits and don't, those who don't. But we advise, and all of us, we wear these swim buoys, bright orange, pink, yellow buoys to try and highlight our presence, bright hats. But we're experienced and we're aware of
That's not your average. That user guy's in a club and or a collective and you know what the story is. You see, we've got two things that can happen here. I'm not going to mention any scenarios or individual cases for fear of upsetting anyone, any family members or what have you. But we have seen situations whereby the warning signs were there. We ignored those warning signs and lives or life was lost. And then all of a sudden, we became aware of a problem and measures are put in place and people take it seriously. My concern is this shared use of water is one of those scenarios waiting to happen. And those that are responsible for policing where people use these motorized vehicles and how quickly they use them are all of a sudden going to find themselves with the finger pointed at them, and then they're going to have to take action. We can get in first on this.
Exactly. And as I said, you know, at Ned's Point, it wouldn't be great if it was if jet skis were banned from being launched there, because there are responsible jet skiers. It's the irresponsible ones. And this is not stories I've heard. I've personally seen and witnessed and spoke to people with children who have left the area, who've left Ned's Point, who've left Port Hall because of the jet skis coming in so close. And you're talking 30, 40, 50. I've seen them doing 60, 80 kilometres.
And often someone's towed behind them on skis as well, which would be deadly and less controllable as well.
I you know, what you say there, we've all seen it. And for some reason, the irresponsible jet skiers seem to be attracted to where there's people on a good, calm day. And they seem to just want to come within 50, 30, 20 metres, even at the water's edge, doing their donuts and tricks. And as I said, I know of a number of people who have restricted movement, who park at Ned's Point and who are able to walk that short distance to get into the water, either paddling or swimming. And the growth of people engaging in swimming in water and seawater, cold water swimming and paddling and swimming in the past few months has been phenomenal. And some of them are just not able to, when the jet skis are there, they're not able to engage in what they want to do, you know. And everybody knows the benefits of cold water swimming and open water swimming and that.
Yeah, I just wonder if there is enough information out there for people as well. You know, I don't know how many people who use these, because maybe they just got into it this year, or, you know, some of them will be out for years, but to understand that there are rules and regulations. But in the absence of that information being made public to a point that people can't ignore it. So in other words, you don't have plausible deniability, which I think a lot of people could rely on. Like, where is the signage? Is there a sign at Ned's Point? As you say, a lot of people go there, it's popular. Is there a sign there advising what speed these crafts can do and where they can do it?
There isn't.
Well, there you go. So, you know, there's plausible deniability. There is plausible ignorance. Yeah. You know, why is there not a sign saying this is a shared water space, motor craft have to do this speed and they have to be this far out of shore before they can increase their speed? It's basic stuff.
It is, and that's part of the... Well, I think you're hitting one of the key points. The whole problem is the lack of awareness. The trained jet skiers and the what I would call the behave in accordance with the law, are aware of the Maritime Safety Act and the legal requirements under it, because they've made it a business and they carry out certain courses and whatnot. But there are a number of jet skis who are not aware of it. And ignorance of the law is no defence. There's obligations there to drive carefully with your jet ski and not even, you're not even to be driving your jet ski dangerously. Of where those persons, without reasonable consideration for other persons using the water.